And if we enter the interior of the edifice, who has overthrown that colossus of Saint Christopher, proverbial for magnitude among statues, as the grand hall of the Palais de Justice was among halls, as the spire of Strasbourg among spires? And those myriads of statues which peopled all the spaces between the columns of the nave and the choir, kneeling, standing, equestrian men, women, children, kings, bishops, gendarmes, in stone, in marble, in gold, in silver, in copper, in wax even, who has brutally swept them away? It is not time. And who has substituted for the ancient Gothic altar, splendidly encumbered with shrines and reliquaries, that heavy marble sarcophagus with angels' heads and clouds, which seems a specimen pillaged from the Val de Grasse or the Invalides? Who stupidly sealed that heavy anachronism of stone in the Carl Lovingen pavements of Hercandus? Was it not Louis XIV, fulfilling the request of Louis XIII? And who put the cold white panes in the palace of those windows, high in colour, which caused the astonished eyes of our fathers to hesitate between the rows of the grand portal and the arches of the apse? And what would a sub-chanter of the 16th century say on beholding the beautiful yellow wash with which our archiepiscopal